The Lord is good. The Lord is good. All the time. A very, very good morning to you all, and welcome to Newport-on-Tay Church of Scotland and to our service of public worship. Welcome especially to this very special nativity service here in Newport-on-Tay. Whether you are a regular member of our church family, someone who comes at Christmas because you love the carols, or maybe someone who is here today because a small person invited you very persuasively and you wisely decided not to say no, we are really glad that you are here. And friends, today is one of those special Sundays when the front of the church fills with joy, with enthusiasm, and just a little unpredictability. We may hear familiar words spoken in unfamiliar ways, songs sung with great confidence and varying accuracy, and we may even see angels who look suspiciously like they came straight from the school playground, and that's exactly as it should be. This morning, as we gather in worship, we remember our brothers and sisters who are doing so via Zoom and who will listen to service afterwards from the website. But we also want to remember those who have passed on to glory in the course of the week. We lost Etta Honeymoon, who was at Craighead Care Home. And can I ask you, dear friends, to stand for a moment of silence. And I heard a voice from heaven say, write, happy are those who from now on die in the service of the Lord, for their labor will go with them. May the souls of all the departed faithful servants rest in perfect peace. Amen. Please be seated. Let's bow our heads in prayer as we begin. Gracious and loving Father, we thank you for this day, for this season, and for the great joy of gathering together as your people. We thank you for this church family here at Newport-on-Tay, for this community, and for all who have come through these doors today. We thank you especially for our children, for their laughter, their honesty, their courage, and the joy they bring to our worship this morning. Thank you for the teachers, leaders, parents, and carers who have prepared them and supported them. We ask now that you would bless every child taking part today, calm their nerves, fill them with confidence, and help them to enjoy telling the greatest story ever told, the story of Jesus born for us. And as we celebrate the birth of Christ, remind us that his coming brings light into darkness, hope into loss, and life that even death cannot overcome. Be glorified among us today, Lord, and may this service honor you, bless your people, and fill us with joy. Amen. Our first hymn is Once in Royal David City. 315 words are displayed on the overhead.
Thank you. Yes, it's that time of year again. Shopping, putting up the tree, and lots of other festive things to keep you all busy. Today, we want to take you out of the hustle and bustle and take you back to the first Christmas, the time when Jesus was born. Let us take our minds back as we light our Advent candle. Someone once asked, who was the most important person in the Nativity? That's what our debate will involve today. Our guest panel tonight is here to represent those who were part of the Nativity story. Let me introduce you to our panelists. We have Team Mary, Team Joseph, Team Angel, Team Wise Men, Team Shepherd, Team Innkeeper's Wife. Oh, and I almost forgot Team Herod.
Hee-haw, hee-haw.
Oh yes, and Team Donkey. How could I hee-haw forget? Thank you. Now, before we get this debate going, let's sing a carol. Silent Night. Wonderful singing. Now, let's get back to our debate. I think we should start with you, Team Mary. Why do you think Mary was the most important person in the Nativity?
Well, Mary gave birth to Jesus when she was just a young teenager. She would have been really frightened. She was also scared when the angel came to her at first to tell her she was going to have a baby.
The angel would have tried not to be frightening, but she did have a really important thing to say to Mary. Therefore, I do think...
Thank you, Team Angel. Can we let Mary finish? Carry on, Team Mary.
Mary was told by the angel she was going to have a baby, but she wasn't married. Imagine how she must have felt when she was told she would conceive by the Holy Spirit.
She was very devout, wasn't she? And she did worship her God.
I think the fact that she was taking in everything the angel said showed that the angel was obviously doing her job properly. And if she hadn't...
Excuse me, but she was just a petty girl. Helen was the king. I think the king...
Sit down, please. We will get to you. So, getting back to the news from the angel, how do you think Mary felt?
Mary loved her God, and she agreed to do his will. But it was very hard for her. She had to face her parents, family, all her neighbors, and Joseph. She would be shamed. They wouldn't believe her about the Holy Spirit bit. And as for Joseph...
Yes, Team Joseph, I'm sure you will want to add something.
Yes, imagine how poor Joseph felt, dealing with his fiancée being pregnant but not with his child. What a thing to have to deal with. It must have been hard for him believing.
It must have been hard. I'm sure Mary felt dreadful.
That's where the angel comes in again.
Can you explain why?
God knew Joseph wouldn't believe Mary when she said she conceived by the Holy Spirit. So that's where the angel came in again. She had to speak to Joseph in a dream and tell him everything would be all right, and what Mary said was true.
She certainly was a busy angel. How do you think Joseph felt after that?
Well, he then believed what Mary had told him. I'm sure he could have just got up and left her, even though the angel said things would be okay. But he stuck by her, didn't he?
He did, but Mary still had to travel all the way to Bethlehem for that stupid census late in her pregnancy.
Stupid census? Herod was needing to...
Yes. We will get to you in a minute.
The journey was so long to Bethlehem. Mary was heavily pregnant and very tired and weary. Her only option was to walk or ride on the donkey.
Mary opted mostly for the donkey. Poor Joseph would have had nightmare blisters on his poor feet.
By the time they got back to Bethlehem, her labour started and she was in agony. Having contractions on a donkey couldn't have been much fun for her.
Not much fun for the donkey either. Hee-haw.
But they didn't have much luck in Bethlehem either. We'll hear about that after the next carol, A Little Town in Bethlehem.
Thank you.
Mary and Joseph had arrived in Bethlehem after their long journey, but there was now a lot of pressure on Joseph.
Joseph tried hard to get him a place to stay, but he had no luck. He was worried. How could he help Mary when she was about to give birth?
Hello?
Yes, the innkeeper came good.
The innkeeper? What about his wife?
Oh yes, her too. Can't forget the wife.
In what way?
Well, the inn was filled up, as was everywhere in town. Not a room to be found anywhere. They just needed somewhere they could rest, and we found them that space. Okay, maybe it was in a stable with some smelly animals, but at least they were safe and warm.
A king born in a stable.
Mary had to give birth on her own. It would have been really uncomfortable in the stable and not very hygienic.
The innkeeper's wife possibly helped in some way too. She never got any real recognition for helping out. It's always the innkeeper. So I think the pair of them were pretty important, but mostly the innkeeper's wife.
So, we've now got to the bit where Jesus was born. Let's celebrate with another carol. It was on a starry night. Well, we do have a good debate going on here with so many important people in this story. Let's turn now to the wise men, or magi, as they are often called. Most people will be familiar with the sight of the three of them on their camels crossing the desert, but how important were they in the Nativity?
Camels, better than a donkey.
Hee-haw.
Quite. Now over to you, magi. Great words. Magi.
Thank you for the opportunity to tell their story. The Magi were from the East, possibly in the region of Persia. They were scholars, you know, very clever learned men.
Yes, we all know what scholars are.
They were also astronomers and had been studying a new bright star in the sky. Events like that in the heavens usually indicated that something great and special was going to happen.
Such as?
Something like the birth of a new king. The Magi had heard the prophecies about the birth of a great king. They decided to follow the star and followed it to the west-west on camels.
Both of a great king? Ha! There was only one great king.
They made their way to King Herod to see where the new king was, expecting him to be in the palace. There was no newborn king there. However, Herod wanted them to find this king and go back and tell them where he was so that he could worship him too.
And that's where the angel comes in again.
Again?
Yes, it was the angel who came to the Magi and told them not to go to Herod after seeing the baby, but to find another route home. It would have been dangerous for Herod to see the baby. He ended up ordering the deaths of all newborn babies because of his jealousy.
Pah! He was always misunderstood.
The Magi eventually followed the star and it shone bright over the place where the baby was born.
Now, I think we all know a carol about wise men. Let's sing it. We Three Kings. Well, everyone, there is someone who has not yet put forward their case. It's Team Shepherd. You've been awfully quiet, but you are here, so you must think the Shepherds could be in the running for the most important person in the Nativity. What do you have to say?
Actually, the more I hear the stories from the other team, the more I think the Shepherds were not really that important.
That makes a change.
Just sit and be quiet. Why? What makes you say such a thing?
Well, shepherds weren't very clever, like wise men. They were out in the fields looking after sheep. It was kind of a lowly job. I think the shepherds would have thought the angel was the most important.
The angel? Why do you think that?
The angel would have been so big and beautiful, coming out of the sky like that. The poor shepherds must have been terrified.
Well, yes, it would have been impressive, but I'm sure she didn't mean to scare them.
Look, the shepherds are really important in this story.
Really? How come?
Yeah, how come? Okay, okay, I'll shut up.
Yes, you are right about that. Shepherds' lowly position. In those days, shepherds were not exactly classed as high society. But who were the first to hear about the news of the baby Jesus being born? Wasn't the Magi, high priests or the wealthy. It was the shepherds.
Actually, I think Joseph would have been the first. After all, he was there holding Mary's hand.
And the innkeeper's wife.
Yes, yes, of course. But apart from Joseph, the innkeeper, his wife, and the donkey.
Yee-haw.
The shepherds were chosen to be there first, so they were very important. I think another carol might be good just now. Let's sing the First Noel. So, apart from those actually at the birth, it was the shepherds who were chosen. God wanted the simplest folk to know first, not the so-called important folk, but ordinary men. I would say that was pretty special, wouldn't you?
Yes, I suppose so. The angel and her host would have been very impressive, though.
She would indeed.
The shepherds didn't bring any presents to the baby either, just smelly sheep. But the wise men did.
Yes, the Magi brought special gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
It seems that everyone is playing such an important role. Well, this has been a most interesting debate. I think we have heard from everyone now. I wonder who you think is the most important person in the Nativity.
I'll say nothing.
Thank you. So, have you have any thoughts on who is the most important? Oh, I think we may have missed someone out. Please, come up and join us. Good evening. I do believe you are Team Jesus, am I right?
Yes, you are.
Good for you to join us. I must apologise, we were so caught up with the angels and shepherds, etc., that we kind of missed you out. You should have stood up and told us.
No, that's not the way Jesus works.
Would you like to put forward your case, Team Jesus?
I would, yes. People expect great kings to be born in a palace, but this king was born in a stable, as you have heard. He was born to a young woman called Mary. God so wanted to have a relationship with his people, and Jesus became him in the flesh. Kind of a difficult one to get your head around. Jesus lived a normal life. He was human like you and me, but he was perfect. He healed the sick, he found time for the cast-offs of society, and he talked to thousands of people. He wanted the people to live a better life, a good life, where they would love and forgive each other, just as he wants us to do today. He did no wrong, but he died for all our sins. But even when we do wrong now, if we ask for forgiveness through him, God will forgive us. Yes, that cute wee baby we see in Christmas cards and Advent calendars was a special baby. He is with us in spirit today and is waiting for you to ask him into your lives.
Well said, Team Jesus. I don't think we can add very much more to that.
Christmas is the birthday of Jesus, and yes, he wants us to celebrate. Not just by having parties and receiving gifts, but by remembering those less fortunate than ourselves. That's why I think he is the most important person.
I think we would all agree with that. A big round of applause from everyone for Team Jesus. Can we now give a big thanks to all our panel here today? Team Mary. Team Joseph. Team Angel. Team Wise Man. Team Shepherd. Team Innkeeper's Wife. Team Donkey. And of course, Team Herod. And to our Nativity participants over here, I'm sure you agree they look wonderful. We would now like to sing Away in a Manger for you now. Please feel free to join in.
Thank you. Let us come together in our prayers of thanksgiving and our prayers for others. Let us pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, there are so many things that we can thank you for. Thank you for giving us enough so we can give and receive presents. Thank you for the fields that give the food we need and also the tasty treats we enjoy at this time of year. Thank you for the friends and family we love and for the people who care for us. Thank you for sending Jesus to be our leader and our guide, our Savior and our Redeemer, our teacher and our friend. Father God, we are sorry for when we forget to be like Jesus to our friends and neighbors. We are sorry for when we have been too selfish to share in the good things that come to us at Christmas. We are sorry for when we forget or ignore people who are on their own and lonely at this time of year. We are sorry for not speaking up for Jesus or for speaking out for Jesus when people need to be comforted by him or corrected by him. Lord God, you are a God of justice and mercy. Please be with the people and families who don't have the money to spend on presents and nice things at this time of year. Lord, help and encourage charities like the Northeast 5 Toy Drive to make Christmas a happier occasion for children who would otherwise miss out. Please be with the people and families who struggle to pay for enough food to get by. Lord, help them and encourage the people who run the food banks that feed so many and for the people who give to them. Please be with those who are alone and lonely this Christmas. Help us to be friends and hosts to our neighbors who dread this time of year. Please fill your people with so much joy that it overflows to our friends and neighbors. Please transform the lives of those who are bad-tempered or selfish or violent, and bring your justice and mercy to the people who are hurt by greed and aggression. Make us bold to speak out when we see wrong and ready to speak up for those who do not have a voice. Father God, in the first Christmas, we see you stepping down to our level to save your people. As we celebrate this coming of Christ our King, develop us into bold followers of Jesus and builders of his kingdom among us. We pray this to honor Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Looks like a good holiday for me. Before we sing our final hymn, I want to say a few words of thanks. First of all, after an introit, seven hymns and carols, kings from the east, shepherds from the fields, angels from heaven, and a manger scene that came together exactly where it needed to, I think we can all agree on one thing. This did not just happen by accident. So I would like to say a huge thank you to our Sunday school leaders and helpers. Thank you for the time, for the patience, the rehearsals, the emails, the reminders, the quiet encouragement, and no doubt the gentle negotiations. What we have seen today is the result of love, of faith, and a great deal of unseen work, and we are deeply grateful. Can we put our hands together for our Sunday school teachers? And to all our children, thank you. You have sung. They are still going to clap. Let me say some nice things. You have sung, you have spoken, you have acted, and you have smiled your way through the greatest story ever told. You reminded us that the nativity is not about getting everything perfect, but about sharing joy, wonder, and good news. You have led us beautifully in worship today. So let's clap for our children. And now to those who are visiting with us, family, friends, neighbors, or those who may not often come to church, thank you for being here. Now, what you have seen this morning is only a glimpse of what Newport-on-Tay Church of Scotland is like every week. A place of welcome, of joy, of faith, and community. You will be very welcome to join us again. There is room here for everyone. And if I may say this personally, it is a great privilege for me to be the minister of this great church. Very few churches are as full as Newport-on-Tay. Can I ask all of us to put our hands together for ourselves? So once again, thank you so much for coming. After the service, you are invited to our church hall, which can be accessed to my left, and there we will have teas and coffees, cakes, biscuits, and other niceties of life. We will now bring our service to its close, singing Joy to the World, and singing it joyfully. It's hymn 320, and the words again displayed at the overhead. Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and the desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world. Thank you.